And basically, this is our radio system. When we send out any product like a zone forecast or the warnings that you're going to get today, they'll go over to this system as a text file, and the computer will actually, there's an automated computerized voice that reads that product for us. And so we don't have to record anything on the radio. We used to have to do that, actually manually pick up and read the warnings over the web, or I'm sorry, over the radio. But now it's all automated. The text is read by a computer, and that's the voice you hear on your no weather radio or web services and things like that.
Does it have audio? Can we listen to it?
Oh, yeah.
Partly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs 81 to 87. Friday night, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low 60.
That's a similar system that all bureaus use these days?
Exactly. It's the same one across the entire National Weather Service. And there's actually two voices. There's a male voice and a female voice. And they use those for social reasons. You know, female voice is more comforting, more soothing. Male voice, you know, projects more of an urgency. And so they use the different voices for different products.
And like you more or less implied, this replaced the old system, I take it, of you guys basically having a closet down the hall and a, probably not even that, just a microphone hooked up, and then how did it work from there?
Yeah, it was more man-powered. It was more people reading products into a microphone, and this is more automated, so it just makes things a little more efficient.